Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
This episode will deal with Bible questions. Questions found in the AVB, that is, the Authorized Version Bible, and we know that the AVB and the KJV, King James Version, are one and the same. So when I say AVB, I'm speaking of the KJV. When I speak of the Authorized Version Bible, I am speaking of the King James Version. Okay? Understood. This segment will deal with AVB questions. AVB questions. The questions are important questions. The questions are relevant to the great issues in the AVB. We'll take a look at that, and I'll deal with those questions. But first, these things. Matthew chapter 11, verse 25 says this: Thou hast hid these things in thine heart. Okay, to bring some of you up to date with regard to understanding AVB matter, let me say this, that heart here in the statement, Matthew 11:25, speaks of the Bible's heart. Well, and to be more clear, it speaks of Lord All Cap's heart. This information is found in Lawmaster Archives, so the heart is dealt with in Lawmaster Archives, so it's your responsibility to go to Lawmaster Archives and know, learn and know the things that are set there in Lawmaster Archives for your good, your knowledge, and your learning. Okay? Lawmaster Archives exists for your good, your knowledge, and your learning. Black people are behind in understanding AVB matter. Why? One reason is because the matter of the AVB is not taught in the black church. It's not taught there. What you get from the black church is lies. You get lies. Okay? Ministers of lies. Now, all of that, the details concerning that is also in Lawmaster Archive. Okay? Now, also, I've told you that you will hear me speak of two laws. In the Bible, those laws are distinguished. One law, they are distinguished in the way they are written. The two laws are appellations of two men, okay? Told you that in the AVB, Lord All Caps, that is Lord written using all capital letters, is a reference to the seat of the papacy. It is a reference to the papacy and the Pope of the Roman Catholic Catholic Church is the head of the papacy. Okay? So, Lord All Caps in the AVB is a reference to those of the papacy. Okay? It is a reference to the Pope. It is a title belonging to the papacy. It is a title belonging to the Pope, the head of the papacy. Okay? That's Lord All Caps. Lord written using all capital letters. Now, and you'll hear me speak of Lord again, another Lord. In the AVB, that Lord is written using capital L, lowercase O-R-D. I have told you that everything that you see in the Bible comes from Lord. You must remember, Lord All Caps is a reference. It is a title belonging to the papacy. It is a papal title. It is a title belonging to the Pope, who is the head of the papacy. That is Lord All Caps in the AVB. The other Lord, written using capital L, lowercase O-R-D, is a reference to the AVB's Lord God. That Lord God is spoken of in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10. And it says this, the Lord God will come with strong hand. The Lord God will come with strong hand. And that Lord is written using the capital L and the lowercase O-R-D. So the AVB distinguishes between two who are called Lord. Okay? And, of course, that matter, the details of that, is also in Lawmaster Archives. I can't spend a whole segment or episode speaking and trying to bring you up to date. You must go to Lawmaster Archives and get the information there. That it's just simple as that, okay? Or you will be behind in understanding Bible content. The goal is to understand Bible content, my people, black people. And this is important also. I've told you also that the Bible Israelites, which the Bible says are scattered abroad in the nations of the Gentiles, the Israelites are black people who have been scattered abroad by the papacy and its people, the Gentiles. Okay? Who are the Israelites? Who are the Bible Israelites? Who are the true Bible Israelites? The true Bible Israelites are black people who were scattered abroad some years ago by those of the papacy, by the office of the papacy, and by its people, the Gentiles. Okay, that's enough about trying to bring you up to date. It's so much information that is there in Lawmaster Archives. I say to you, make use of it. Take advantage of it, because the Gentiles, alias white people, want you to, they're not going to tell you, okay? Just simple as that. They are not going to tell you, and that's why the things that I teach, you do not hear those things being taught in the black church. Okay? So Lawmaster, the information there in Lawmaster Archives exists there for you and your learning and your knowledge. That information is also there for those of the papacy to take notice of. Okay? That information is also there for the Pope, for those of the papacy. It is there for the Gentiles. Okay? That information is also there for anyone else who would want to go to Lawmaster Archives and who would be interested in knowing the truth of Bible content. Okay? To this original statement, Matthew 11:25. It says, thou hast hid these things in thine heart. Who has hid what things in whose heart? Thou. Those of the papacy. Those of the papacy have hid certain things in their heart. Talking about the heart in their chest. It's talking about Bible content. Okay? Heart there is a reference to the crucial matter that is in the AVB. Okay? That's what that heart refers to. And the papacy, it says, has hid these things in its, the papacy's heart. All right? Now, are hid in the heart of the papacy? Or what things are hid in the heart of Bible content? I will name you a few things hid in the heart of in the heart of AVB content. Thing. The confessions by Lord, all caps. He confesses to the Lord God. That Lord being written capital L, lowercase ORD. So there is interaction between the two Lords in the AVB. Lord, all caps, confesses his crimes, his sins to the Lord God, capital L, lowercase ORD, right? Confessions are hid, have been hid in the heart of AVB content. You have to listen to this. You can't be fussing with me. You can't be fussing with me and learn. You have to be attentive to learn. Confessions are found here in the AVB. Who has found them? The Lord God has found them. That Lord being written capital L, lowercase ORD. And the Lord God has a name. His name is Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart is found to be the AVB's Lord God, capital L, lowercase ORD. And I said earlier, those of the papacy together. Okay? So that information regarding the classified information in the AVB is also in Lawmaster Archives. There's no way you can get around knowing these things without going to Lawmaster Archives. It's just no way. So those two things were found hid in Lord Allcap's heart. Lord Allcap's confessions of his sins, which is synonymous to the word crimes, and then the latter thing that I spoke of is found hid in Lord Allcap's heart, which is the heart of the AVB. So another thing hid is the covenant between Lord Allcap's and his people, the Gentiles. That information is found in, you can get an understanding of that information from the Lawmaster Archives. The covenant existing between Lord Allcap's, the Gentiles, alias white people. Another thing that can be found, that has been found in the heart of Lord Allcap's, or the heart of AVB content, is the covenant, Lord All Caps covenant, with Lord God. That Lord written capital L, lowercase ORD. That information is in Lawmaster Archives. So what I've done just now, I have enlightened you on things that were found hid in Lord All Caps' heart, which is the heart, the crucial matter of the AVB. Okay? Now, let me move on. And who has found those things? The man, Tommy L. Hart, has found those things which were hid in Lord All Caps' heart. Things which were hid in the heart of the AVB, in the heart of AVB content. Okay? Now, of course, there are other things which you can learn from Lawmaster Archives. Things that the man, Tommy L. Hart, has found hid in Lord All Cap's heart. So what you should know, you should understand what this heart reference is. You should understand who is the author of Bible content, and that is the papacy. The AVB, King James Version Bible, comes from the papacy. Okay? And Lord All Caps says in the AVB, he says that everything that you see in the AVB is his, meaning it has come from the papacy. Okay? Now, John 14, verse 22 says, "Thou wilt manifest thyself to us." Who is the thou and who is the thyself? Okay? Who is doing the talking? Well, obviously, Lord All Caps is doing the talking because everything you read in the AVB has come down from the papacy. So Lord All Caps is the speaker in the AVB. He is the one that is speaking because everything in the AVB has come from the papacy. Okay? So it says, "Thou wilt manifest thyself to us." That's what Lord All Caps says to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, and I have done that. Matter of fact, I've just told you who Lord All Caps is. It's a reference, it's a paper title. I've just told you that. Okay? "Thou wilt manifest thyself to us," but no, it says, "I will manifest myself to them." The them being those of the papacy. Okay? And that is what I've done. I have manifested myself. I have made myself known. I have revealed myself to those of the papacy. But not only to those of the papacy, I've revealed myself to the world. Because I have revealed myself on Blog Talk Radio. Okay? So, mark that statement as true. You know, in your notes, mark John 14, verse 22 statement, which says, "Thou wilt manifest thyself to us," mark that as fulfilled by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. You may not understand why I call myself Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. I call myself Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, because the Bible tells me that I am that Lord God who is prophesied to come. In one statement, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10, "The Lord God will come with strong hand." The Bible describes in great detail the Lord God. The Lord, lowercase O-R-D. It describes him in great detail. it tells you, the AVB tells you, the things that the Lord God will do when he comes in order for you to know him. Well, the things that that Lord Allcaps has said that the Lord God will do when he comes, the man Tommy L. Hart has done those things. And that is a manifestation of his being the AVB's Lord God, who was prophesied to come and who was predicted to come in the AVB. That pertaining to Lord God in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10, is fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. The Lord Allcaps declares that I, the man, Tommy L. Hart, am the AVB's Lord God. All the details regarding that is in Lawmaster Archives, okay? Yes, yeah, so I have manifested myself to those of the papacy in fulfillment of the John 14, verse 22 statement, which says, thou wilt manifest thyself to us. And mark in your notes with regard to the Matthew 11, 25 statement, saying, thou hast hid these things in thine heart. Say, mark, make it known in your notes that, make a note that the man Tommy L. Hart, who the Bible, the AVB, calls Lord God, that he has found the things hid in Lord Allcaps' heart. And those things he has found hid in Lord Allcaps' heart are in the man Tommy L. Hart's archives, Lawmaster Archives. Okay? The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is in possession now of Lord Allcaps' heart. Okay? That information is in the Lawmaster Archives and did all the details. Okay? Now, so the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has found the secret things that were hid in Lord Allcaps' heart. The man, Tommy L. Hart, has manifested himself to those of the papacy in fulfillment of the John 14, verse 22 statement. Right? Now, with regard to the man who is found to be the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, or who is found to be the AVB's Lord God, the AVB tells you in Job chapter 22, verse 21, it says, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Acquaint now yourself with the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and be at peace. Okay? Now, that's a statement to the papacy, but it's also a statement to you, the people. Acquaint yourself with him. He is, the AVB says, the man who is found to be the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is your Lord, and it says, and worship thou him. Acquaint yourself with him, and be at peace. Don't argue with what Lord Allcaps has said with regard to the man Tommy L. Hart. Don't argue with him. Lord Allcaps knows what he's talking about. So you go to Lawmaster Archives and acquaint yourself with the man Tommy L. Hart, who is found to be the AVB's Lord God, who was predicted to come in the AVB. The man Tommy L. Hart is the fulfillment of that prediction. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10. Other statements as well, but this is the one that I, speak of most often. But all that information is in Lawmaster Archives, and this is my song for this episode. All this information with this details, it's many, many details, is in Lawmaster Archives. Now, and I've got to move on. Let me go to the questions. Let me go to the questions. AVB questions. AVB questions. We'll start with this. Acts 19, verse 15 asks, who are you? Who are you? Tommy L. Hart, who are you? Remember what I just read moments ago, that the Lord Allcap says to the man, Tommy L. Hart, it says, thou wilt manifest thyself to us, which I have done. Now, in answer to the question, who are you? I am Tommy L. Hart. I am the man, the AVB says, is the Lord God that was prophesied to come, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10. And that is so on the basis of my having done the things that the AVB says the Lord God will do when he comes. That's the basis. And you can't argue with that. You can't argue and win with it, because if the man, Tommy L. Hart, has done and shows the evidence that he has performed the things that the AVB says the Lord God will do, then the thing speaks for itself. He is the AVB's Lord God. Okay? That's the point Lord Allcaps drives home. That in that the man, Tommy L. Hart, has performed the deeds, the acts that Lord Allcaps has said the Lord God will do when he comes, then with that being so, the man Tommy L. Hart is he who was predicted to come in the AVB. He has come. He's the fulfillment of that. He is the obvious fulfillment of that, in that he has done the things the AVB says the Lord God will do when he comes. It's very simple, okay? I've done the hard work. I have found out these things. Remember the first statement I read? The things that were hid in Lord Allcap's heart? I have penetrated Lord Allcap's heart and captured an understanding of the classified secret information found in Lord Allcap's heart. What a mighty deed. What a mighty deed that the man Tommy L. Hart has accomplished with evidence. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. The evidence of the things that I have done are in Lawmaster Archives. Simple as that. Also, I need to say this. When I review my episodes, when I go to Lawmaster Archives and listen to the program, I find that there are instances where all of my words are not picked up by the microphone. So it sounds like I'm making incomplete statements sometime. Well, I'm not making incomplete statements. The fault is in the mic times all of my words, okay? But you can still get the understanding, because in most instances, when I make important statements, usually I repeat them. So if you're listening, you'll get it one way or the other. You may miss it in when it's said at one time, but you'll get it clear the next time. You see what I'm saying? That's paying attention, people. That's called paying attention, you know? And that's why it's important to pay attention, to make sure you don't miss anything. And the thing you can do with Lawmaster Archives is you can always go back and replay. That's great. That's wonderful. You can always go back and replay at your leisure or at your pleasure, you see? So that information, again, is there in Lawmaster Archives for your good, your knowledge, and your learning. And putting to use, the proper use, and putting the information, the understanding of AVB content to proper use. Because black people have been lied to. That's just a true fact. There's no pretty way I can say that. When you go to a black church, what you get from the preacher with regard to Bible content is lies. They do not preach or teach the truth regarding content in the AVB. They teach foreign matter, but they read scriptures and all and make you think that they are teaching Bible content when they are not. In the dark, with regard to understanding Bible content, black people are in the dark. And that's why my information is so important. It can lift them out of their state of darkness and ignorance, okay, and put them in a state of understanding Bible content, which is so important, because they have received nothing but lies with regard to Bible content from their oppressors and captors, the Gentiles. Nothing but lies. Thing about it, when they first told the lies to our ancestors after they captured us, those that they didn't kill and slaughter and murder, I think I lost my train of thought there, but anyway, they told the slaves, they told the captive black people lies. Like, for instance, Jesus died for your sins. Okay? Like, for instance, Jesus rose again from the dead. Like, for instance, Jesus is coming back for you. They told the slaves lies, and black people have believing or holding to the lies that the captors and oppressors and enslavers gave us when we could not read. But the thing now, and this is so good, black people, I hope you can read now, because I read the Bible and I found out that they told us lies. I read the Bible and they told, and I found out that we got nothing but lies. We inherited lies from our ancestors who got the lies from their enslavers. Lies with regard to Bible content. Black people have no understanding of Bible content. And this is the first opportunity, my teaching, that black people have had with regard to getting proper understanding of Bible content. The first opportunity, people, to get truth regarding the information, the classified secret matter that is in the AVB. First time black people have had that opportunity to know the truth, Bible AVB content. To know truth with regard to the matter found in the King James Version Bible, which is also called, which is also the AVB, Authorized Version Bible. They're one and the same. Okay. So I said again, that is why this information is so important. Our people have been given false information. We have received false information. I have dumped the false information for the truth that I have found in the AVB. I've done the work, people. I have done the work. All you have to do is listen and be attentive, whether listening to me live on Blog Talk Radio or whether you're listening, you've gone to the archives. You may learn because you've been given false information. That's a fact. I don't care how much you argue with it and say, no, Jesus died for my sins. You love Jesus and Jesus is coming back for you. I don't care how much you cry and holler that. It's all lies. Jesus in the AVB is a fictitious character. Not only that, Jesus in the AVB is a fictitious character who went about deliberately breaking the law of Moses, which law he was under. He went about deliberately breaking the law of Moses, and he was eventually caught for his crimes, for his sins, his own breaking of the law. Okay? Crime and sin, the words crime and sin or sins are synonymous. They are interchangeable. The Bible uses the word crime and a sin. The AVB uses the word sin. But a sin, you sin when you break the law. Okay? Jesus broke the law. He sinned. The black church says he didn't sin. Why? Because that's what the slave masters told our people a long time ago when black people couldn't read. I'm glad I could read now. Very glad that I can read now. And not only can I read, people, when I read the Bible, I have examined Bible content and I have come to a proper understanding of the classified secret information found in the heart of Lord all caps. Okay? I have, and I have laid that, I have put that information in Lawmaster Archives for you to make use of and get yourself out of a state of ignorance with regard to Bible content. Who have been deceived by their Gentile captors and oppressors and enslavers. And that's a fact. People tell me, oh, I love my Jesus, this and that. I love my Jesus. Well, you love a lie. You love a fictitious character. And if you believe in Jesus, you can also believe in Superman, who is another fictitious character. Jesus and Superman have this thing in common. They are both fictitious characters. They're not real. Black people try to argue, some black people, not all of them, try to argue with me. Yeah, my Jesus is alive. He's in heaven. I say, where's the proof? And they never show me any proof. The AVB says, prove all things. If you say Jesus is alive, then show the proof of it. There's no proof of it, people. There's no. Don't be stupid, okay? Do not be stupid. There's no proof of it. The reason you say you believe in Jesus is because that's what the Gentiles told our people when you were slaves. That's the reason you say you believe in Jesus. Okay, but let me move on. Let me move on. Next question. Okay, so I told you, Matt, Acts 19:15 asked the question, who are you? I've answered, Lord, all caps. Okay? Put in your notes to that statement, to that question in Acts 19:15. Mr. Hart, the AVB's Lord God, has revealed himself to those of the papacy. You can write it however you want to write it, okay, but I'm just giving an example. Mr. Hart, who is the AVB's Lord God, predicted to come, has manifested or made himself known or revealed himself to those of the papacy. But not only those of the papacy, he has revealed himself to you as well. Question. Daniel 4, verse 35. What doest thou? What do I do? Lord, all caps, ask me, what do you do? Here's what I do. I reveal, Lord, all caps, secrets that are in the AVB. I reveal, Lord, all caps, secrets. That's what I do. That's what I do. Isn't that wonderful? Could not find out about in the AVB. Mr. Hart, he who was predicted to come, has found out those things that Lord Allcaps hid from you, black people. And now he comes forth and tells you, look what I found. I found we've been lied to. I found we've been lied to. And I do not like to be lied to. They, the Gentiles, lied to my mama. Okay? Look what I found out. Look what I found out. You don't have to search yourself. You don't have to search. I've already found it out for you. Because, frankly speaking, people, you couldn't find it out if you tried. You could not find it out if you tried. But I found it out. And that's a fact. That's just a fact. You have not found it out. I have found it out, stating facts. Okay? Who are you? I've notified Lord All Caps as to my identity. And guess what? Lord Allcaps has made known his identity to me. Why? Because he revealed himself in the AVB, and I looked in the AVB and said, oh, so this is, Lord Allcaps is describing himself in very clear terms. And I said, hey, look at black people. Lord Allcaps is not a reference to something up in the sky. Lord Allcaps in the AVB is not a reference to something up in the sky. I don't care what you read. I don't care what you read in the AVB. Lord Allcaps in the AVB is a reference to those of the papacy. Okay? That's what I found out. And I want you to know it. So you will not be deceived any longer. Because you, without this information, are in a state of deception. Okay, black people, moving on. What doest thou? So I have already examined Bible content. I've done that. So I am an examiner of Bible content. I've already scrutinized the content of the AVB. I have already analyzed the content of the AVB, and now I bring my findings to you. I set my findings in Lawmaster Archives for your good, your knowledge, and your learning. Isn't that wonderful that somebody will do that for you when he could be doing other things? There he is trying to put everything that he's found out into Lawmaster Archives, in Lawmaster Archives, for you, not for himself. I do not need to be on air doing this for me. But I do need to be on air doing this for you. Because it is important that you know these things. First of all, it is important that, one, you know that you have been deceived, that you are in a state of deception. You believe false information. And I'm not pinning you for that. It was not your people's fault. The slaves were forced to believe the lies the Gentiles, or to act like they believe the lies the Gentiles told them. They were forced. They were in a bad situation. They were between a rock and a hard place. Okay? So, whether they believe it or not, the black people were forced to act like they believe it. But this thing keeps going on from generation to generation. Long since, over 150 years since black people in America been, what? Since the chains were taken off. And black people could read. They could buy the Bible now once the chains were taken off. And they could learn how to read. Huh? And they could look in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and see that Jesus, one, is a fictitious character, okay? All right? But that the character died for his own sins. You can read in Exodus, Moses. One of the Mosaic laws says, keep the Sabbath. Do not do any work on the Sabbath. And the penalty for doing work on the Sabbath is death. Whosoever doeth any work on the Sabbath shall surely be put to death. When you go to Matthew, that's in the Old Testament. It's in several places, but it is also set in the book of Exodus. Okay? The law of the Sabbath is in the book of Exodus, and the penalty for breaking the law of the Sabbath is also in the book of Exodus. And so when you go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you see a character deliberately breaking the law of the Sabbath. And you remember that the penalty for breaking the law of the Sabbath is death. And that's what happened to Jesus. The authorities, you know, charged him. They proved that he worked on the Sabbath. They had the evidence. And they had no choice but to sentence him to death. Because the law says, whosoever doeth any work on the Sabbath shall surely be put to death. So the law is clear. So those who triers of Jesus, the authorities, prove that he worked on the Sabbath, he was found guilty and given the death penalty as the law requires or required for them. Okay? Then the character Paul comes along and gives false information regarding the man Jesus. Okay? But I'm not going to go into all of that. All of that is in Lawmaster Archives. There's so much in Lawmaster Archives. And you have the rest of your life to go through it. Okay? And you can start today. Give this program a couple hours after I go off, and you can start getting the information from Lawmaster Archives. And remember this as you study from Lawmaster Archives, or as you enter into Lawmaster Archives, remember this, that the things that I know with regard to truth of Bible content, I did not learn them all at one time. Okay? Things that I know have come in time. There has been a progression. Okay? And I've learned things over the years. What does that mean? That means this, that early on in the earlier episodes, you may hear me say one thing about a matter, and then later on, you might hear me say, oh, that's not so what I said back then, but here is what I found out, okay? Which is sensible. It's very sensible. You don't learn everything at one time. Studying, you learn more and more as time goes by. And that's what happened to me. I once thought that I was taught that I was Lord All Caps. Okay? I didn't have the proper understanding of that matter. Now, that doesn't mean that everything that I teach or was teaching at that time was wrong. No, it just means that one particular thing was wrong. Okay? And I proved to myself that that was wrong. And then I corrected it. Okay? So, listening to Lawmaster Archives, if you hear me say one thing earlier, and then later on you find out that I have moved on from there, and And now I'm saying this about that past thing. Always go with what is said last, okay? What is said last is the authority in Law Master Archives. On any subject, the last thing that I said about that matter, that is the authoritative thing pertaining to that matter, okay? So keep that in mind. I did not learn everything at one time. I have never gotten this wrong, that the AVB calls me God. That has never changed from the time I first realized it in the Bible, that, hey, they're calling me God. You know? I wondered about that, but I kept studying. I wondered about that, but I kept studying. Okay? And the more I studied, the more I realized that they are calling me God. They're calling me Lord God. You know? And from my first learning of that, getting knowledge of that, that has not changed over the years. In the Bible calls me Lord God, okay? That's never going to change, okay? That will never change. That in the AVB, Lord all caps calls the man, Tommy L. Hart, who has done the things, the works, that the AVB says the Lord God will do when he comes, that he is God. That will not change. That's factual. That is exact. That is correct information. That is precise information. That will not change. And now, having an understanding of the distinction between Lord all caps and Lord God, capital L, lowercase ORD, that will not change now. That will not change. I have the proper understanding of that now, which understanding I did not have, say 2 years ago, I know. I did not have that understanding 2 years ago. I was teaching that I was Lord all caps, based on my understanding at that time. But I proved myself wrong in that, and I corrected it. Okay? That's all I can do. If I make a mistake studying, I keep studying. But like I said, there are certain things that I teach that will not change. Okay? That won't change, that the Bible says and calls me Lord God. That won't change. The teaching of the difference between Lord all caps and the AVB's Lord God, that won't change now because I got it right. I got it right. And I want you to know I got it right. Hey, now, people, my black people, I got it right this time. I got it right. And you can get it right. You can have it right. I got it right. And it's for you. Okay? I know I won't get through all the questions, but let's try to get a few more in. Okay. I'm skipping some. I'm just looking to see which one I'll deal with. Let's see here. Okay, John chapter 20, verse 15. Lord all caps asks, Lord all caps asks, whom seekest thou? That's John 20, 15. In John chapter 18, verses 4 and 7, Lord all caps asks me, whom seek ye? Then in Acts chapter 10, verse 21, Lord all caps says to me, behold, I am he whom ye seek. Remember the commandment, seek ye the Lord, all caps, while he may be found. That's in Isaiah chapter 55. Seek ye the Lord, and that's Lord all caps, seek ye the Lord while why he may be found. So that's a commandment to me. Okay? And Lord all caps asked me, whom seek ye? He gives a commandment saying, seek ye the Lord, all caps. Then he asked me, whom do you seek? And then he tells me, it is I whom you seek. But see, I had to find out who the Lord all caps was, okay, in order to get the proper understanding. And I found out that Lord all caps is a reference to the papacy. Simple as that. Okay, all the details in Lawmaster Archives. People, you must go there. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. The information there is need-know-must-know information. Need-know-must-know information. You are not going to find out those things on your own. You are not going to find out those things from the black church or any other church, for that matter. Okay? Doesn't matter what church you go to, you're not going to find out this information. Do the wise thing and go to Lawmaster Archives and make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. That's the wise thing for you to do. Okay, I sought Lord, all caps, as the law commanded me, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. I sought him, and I found him. I found him. He's over there in Rome. That's where his residence. Well, he has several residences, but that's his seat, okay? The papacy, over in Rome, Italy. Vatican City, okay, Rome, Italy. That's where Lord all caps dwells. He doesn't dwell up in the sky. And remember, see, I answer the question, what is truth? That question is in the book of John. I answer the question, which asks, what is truth? It is not the truth that Lord all caps is up there in heaven somewhere. No, Lord all caps is down here on earth, dwelling with men. Okay? Over in Vatican City, Rome, Italy. That's where Lord all caps is. He's not up in the sky. I found out that Lord all caps is a man. The Pope is a man, dwelling over there in Rome, Italy, Vatican City. I found out Lord all caps is a man and not a spirit. You may say, well, the Bible says God is a spirit. And get this now. Lord all caps is the God of the Gentiles, okay? He is the God of his people, the Pope. The Pope sits in the seat of God over his people, the Gentiles. He is not your God if you are black. He is not your God if you are black. You may be his captive, okay, but he is not your God. And Lord all caps makes that clear, okay? I refer you to Lawmaster Archives. Okay. So, yes, it is written in the book of John, God is a spirit. But the statement is not true. So I tell you this, there are things that are true in the Bible, and there are things, statements that are false. What I do, remember the question, what doest thou? What I do is I separate truth from fiction, or I separate truth from error. I separate truth from lies. In order for me to know the truth, I must also know what's false. Because if I don't know the things that are false, then how can I know the truth? I had to learn the things that are false in the Bible, and I had to learn the things that are true in the Bible. Okay? And that's what I did. And I'm still in the process of learning. But remember, I've said, certain things that I already know will not change. Okay? I might find out something new in the Bible, you know what I'm saying, that I didn't know. Some detail that I didn't know, okay, because the crucial matter in the Bible, out of all the crucial matter in the Bible, it's all relative. It's related information. It's related information. So I may find out another detail about something that I already know. You see what I'm saying? Let's move on. Look at this in Jeremiah 29, but this is not a question. Jeremiah 29, verse 13 says, "And ye shall seek me and find me." And that's what I've done. The question, "What doest thou?" I have sought Lord all caps, and I have found him, just as he says in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13, "And ye shall seek me and find me." And remember, he gave a commandment saying, "Seek ye, Lord, all caps, while he may be found." I obeyed the commandment. I sought Lord, all caps. I found him. The statement in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 says, "Seek and ye shall find." Make note, place in your notes that the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has sought and he has found. Okay? Make note also with regard to this statement in the AVB, which says, "Ye shall seek me and find me. I have sought the Lord all caps, and I have found him." Just as the statement in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13 says, "And ye shall seek me and find me." So that statement has come to pass. And the statement in Matthew 7, verse 7, saying, "Seek and ye shall find," has also come to pass in the man, Tommy L. Hart, who the Bible calls Lord God, capital L-R-D. So you will not get him confused with Lord, all caps. Okay? And that was another thing that I found out, people. I found out that the AVB speaks of two who are called Lord. It doesn't speak of one only. It speaks of two. And I've shared the knowledge of those two with you. Okay? Hey, look what I found. Look what I have found. I have found that the Bible, that in the AVB, it speaks of two Lords. They are not one and the same. And it describes, the AVB clearly describes both Lords. In writing about them is in the way they are written. One is written using all capital letters, and the other is written using capital L and lowercase O-R-D. The Bible distinguishes between the two. So then, with that being the case, the Bible teaches that there are two distinct Lords. Okay? So you must know which Lord is doing the talking or whatever is going on. You know, you must know who is who. Now, in the Bible, Lord all caps speaks to the man, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, does not speak in the Bible. Although Lord all caps has put in the AVB things for the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, to say. That's why Lawmaster Archives exists. You can always go back there and see what he said. You can always go back there and get the details. Lawmaster Archives. It's there, people, for you. It's there for the Pope. for those of the papacy, but it's there for you also, my people, black people, the Israelites who are scattered abroad, who have been scattered abroad by their Gentile captors, oppressors, enslavers, haters. It's there in Raw Master Archives for you, as well as for them. Okay? And then, like I said, like it says in Acts 10, verse 21, Lord Alcap says, behold, I am he whom you seek. Okay? He's already said, seek Lord Alcap. And then he says, I am he. So I had to identify that he. When he says, I am he whom you seek. Finally found him. I found him in the papacy. I found him in the Pope. I found him in Rome. I found him in Vatican City. He was not up in heaven somewhere. He was down on earth, over there in Rome, Italy, in Vatican City. I sought Lord Allcaps, and I found him. Isn't that something? I found that he was not in heaven. I found that he was not up in the sky, people. I found that he was over in Rome, Italy. That's something, people. I found that Lord Allcaps was not up in the sky. Somebody might say, well, did you go up in the sky and look? I'm telling you what happened. I found that Lord Allcaps was not up there in the sky. I found out exactly where he is. I found him over in Rome, Italy. And I said, wow, Lord Allcaps is not up in the sky. He's over there in Rome, Italy, considering. I found Lord Allcaps in the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church. I found Lord Allcaps in the God of the Gentiles. That's what I found. Where did I find him? I found him not in heaven, but on earth, consider. Tell somebody what I found out about Lord Allcaps. Tell them I did not find him in heaven. Tell them I did not find him up in the sky. Have you heard the thing? I search low, I search high. I found Lord Allcaps over. I found him first on earth. He wasn't up in heaven. I know I'm repeating myself. I know very well I am repeating myself, okay, because this is good. You need to know this. I found him over on earth in Rome, Italy, in Vatican City. That's clear, isn't it? But that amazes me when I said that I did not find Lord Allcaps up in heaven. I did not find him up in the sky somewhere. In my search for Lord Allcaps. He wasn't up in heaven. He was not up in the sky. Right here on earth. Has seen him on TV. Has seen him on TV. Not up in heaven. Not up in the sky. Not after I was dead and gone. I found him while I was alive. I saw him a few times on TV. So, wow. Well, I'll talk right here. Right down here on earth. And guess what? I found he is not a spirit. He is an individual. He, Lord Allcaps, I found to be a human being. This is very important, people, who Lord Allcaps is. Knowledge is good. Ignorance is bad. Believing wrongly is not good at all. about anything. I'm so glad I found out who Lord Elkeps is. I'm so glad to know who Lord God is, capital L, lowercase R-D. I'm so glad. I am so glad to know the truth of Bible content. Okay. There's a statement, a question there in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 2. And according to my notes here, it is also in Amos 5, verse 8. The question says, what seest thou? Lord Allcap says to me, from the pages of the AVB, what seest thou? What do you see? When you read the Bible, what do you see? That's what he's asking me. He's already told me everything that you see is his. He's already told me that. He said, all that you see is mine. Everything that I see in AVB, he's already charged me saying, read this book. What book? The AVB itself. Read it, he says. And so I read it. I studied the Bible, because I have read the Bible all the way through, okay? I have read the AVB all the way through. But you don't AVB matter by reading it all, you know, from beginning to end. You don't get understanding like that, because the crucial matter, the classified secret information, is chopped up and scattered throughout the Bible. So you cannot understand it, you cannot grasp it by reading the Bible from beginning to end, although I have read the Bible from beginning to end. But I didn't get understanding like that. You can read the Bible all you want from beginning to end, and you will understand absolutely nothing. Why? It's deliberately written like that, that you don't understand it. But I understood it, but not by reading from beginning to end. Okay? I was able to put the pieces together. Else has done that. No other black person has done that. That's what I mean when I say I have done the work. I've done the work for you. Moving on, one or two more, and then I'll close this episode out. Listen to this. I was talking about finding Lord Allcaps. He wasn't in heaven. He wasn't up in the sky. But I found him in Rome, Italy, in Vatican City. Check this out. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. In this statement, Lord Allcaps speaks of the man, Tommy L. Hart, who is found to be the AVB's Lord God. The man who is found to be the AVB's Lord God. Lord Allcaps says this about him, the man, Tommy L. Hart, the Lord God. He says, he sought me out very diligently and found me. He gives confirmation of my having found him, Lord Allcaps. He says, he sought me out very diligently. He didn't give up. He sought, he searched, he did not give up. He sought very diligently, and it paid off. He found me. The Pope over there in the wrong middle knows that I have found him out. I have found him out. I have found him out in the AVB. Don't think that the Pope and his people are not paying me any attention. Don't think that. Okay? No, I don't want to be that naive. No, they know exactly what I am doing. And they know that I am doing the right thing. They know. Precisely. You don't write a book, a serious book, and put certain things in it and wait for them to happen, and they happen and you don't regard it. No, you just don't do that. Regard what I'm doing. In other words, they know what I'm doing. They are aware of who I am according to the Bible, that is, the Lord God, capital L, lowercase ORD, predicted in their book to come. They know, those are the papacy, the Gentiles, those are the papacy, know that I am the fulfillment of the prediction they have set down, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10. They know that. Whether they do anything about it or not, they are aware of what is going on with respect to the things in their book and the things in their book being fulfilled, as in the man, Tommy L. Hart. They know it very well. They know everything that I teach. They know it very well. Okay. I didn't get many questions in, but I know you can get some kind of understanding from what I have presented in this episode. I know that, okay? I've not only given you food for thought, I have given you some truth. I've given you truth. And I've told you about Lawmaster Archives. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. Follow me on Twitter, because just follow me on Twitter and make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. Do that. Do it for you. Do it for your loved ones. Do it for your people. But first, do it for yourself. Do it for you. Make use of Lawmaster Archives. And do not forget to join me on Twitter at hashtag Tommy L. Hart. Join me next time.
9:51.
I went down into the garden. I went down into the garden. not talking about a garden out there. Garden of fruits. Not talking about a garden of flowers.
Talking about a flower jar. Food stuff. You know, real nuts, you know.
I'm back, Pat. Oh, call me on my phone. Let me see what's wrong with it. See if it rings.
Yes. Hello?
But it did, my phone rang. Oh. It says unknown.